Most of us keep an eye on money we're saving. Can we earn a higher interest rate in a savings account somewhere? Should we invest in the stock market? But when it comes to frequent flyer miles and points, well, we're more careless even as they continue to lose value. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. First, airlines hold all the cards in this game. They decide how many miles you must surrender for a free ticket or upgrade. Heck, they can even shut down their programs with no notice, which they won't do because they earn more from selling miles to credit card companies than from passenger revenue. 5 years ago, it cost 86,000 miles to get an award ticket on Delta Airlines between New York City and London. Today, that requires 150,000 miles, 64,000 points more. Or this, 6 years ago, 50,000 American Express reward points were worth $500 toward an airline ticket. Today, that number is 400. The moral of this is use your miles. Don't hoard them because their value rarely goes up, but often goes down. You'll find more travel info by going to rmworldtravel.com. That's rmworldtravel.com.